What's up, everybody? Welcome back to Let's Talk Smack Sports Podcast. This is your host, Tommy.
And your boy, Jay Schwaggers.
And this is episode 205. Get excited, feeling alive. I don't know.
Are you fucking disco-rific? Yeah, what is going on here?
That was horrific.
You forgot to show up with your bell bottoms.
I gotta apologize.
You fucking weirdo.
All of our listeners at home.
Yeah, nobody does have the mustache. Yeah, it's going on.
Yeah.
You know.
The 70s.
He's looking.
Real.
He's looking.
They're also real.
Brett Reynolds. And
So, I guess we've taken a little bit of time off, but here we are again.
It's Tommy's fault.
It's mostly my fault.
It is Tommy's fault.
But in the interim, Justin got married.
Yay! How about that? How about that? You know, I met a wonderful lady, and she's changed my life.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, you should be better for her.
We all went out to
Boston. I'm working on it.
We hung out in Easton.
Yes, we did.
It was a fun ceremony. Justin's very happy, even though he's still bitter about sports.
I am.
Here we are.
I got some smack to talk.
Got some smack to talk. All right, everybody.
Or even worse things.
Let's play that music.
Roll it.
All right, so the first things first, Ashley won the contest.
Yes, she did.
The hat contest.
And she showed up to the whole shindig with the hat on and the shirt on.
And the shirt,
Ash, I love you.
There is swag available.
And you know what? My sister's the best person on the planet.
SmackTalkPodcast.com. Yeah.
There it
just
is.
To plug that. Always follow us on the
Instas, but you know what? You know what? My sister's the best person on the planet. You know, she's the most supportive of the show, and I gotta say, you know, thanks a lot, Ash. We love
Ashley,
you.
We like Big Ray.
Yeah,
like other people in the family.
Well, I mean, I wish I could give Big Ray some swag, huh?
Ooh,
yeah. He would love it.
Be on you because you're his son.
I know, that's true. I gotta get him a hoodie.
These hoodies are great. I'm actually wearing one.
This cheap bastard right over here won't even buy your dad a hoodie.
Hey, hold on.
It did. It did. Real quick.
Anyways,
you slept in my parents' basement. So,
yeah, actually, that's true. Along with Isaac Kidder, a long lost funk drummer.
It was
a fun time, man.
It was.
You know, congrats on your wedding. We got to say, it's always big on this show when anybody finds happiness. So it's really dope. We had a great time in Boston. Oh, dude, I walked to Fenway. That was really cool.
Yeah, Tommy finally got to see a real fucking stadium.
I saw the monster. It was very exciting. I was so geeked out.
I'm just kidding. Come on,
Wrigley's awesome.
Wrigley is pretty sweet.
It's just funny because outside of the Red Sox stadium, there's so many like great statues, and you're just like, oh yeah, that was actually pretty cool, man.
Yeah, you know, the foundation of the country and shit.
Well, yeah,
exactly. Or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. You know,
Paul Revere was riding through there with a horse.
With everything Boston, you also get your Boston drunks. That'll happen too.
I'll put myself in that category.
Yeah, it's the guy yelling at you like, hey.
Hey.
Hey, I see you're wearing a bear shirt.
Yeah. What the fuck are you doing here?
All right, man. Easy.
Well, why don't you take it easy, Chief? And, you know, they don't take that all that well.
Right. Hey, so speaking of the Patriots, which we weren't. We're talking about
About New England.
Robert
That's
Kraft
appropriate.
Wants Gronkowski to come back for the postseason, and I just want to know who called that.
Well, I mean, Tommy's been talking about this for fucking months now. So when's Gronk gonna come back? Here we go.
I think it made the lightning round at one
point. Yeah,
all kinds of things.
He's coming back.
Back
you know?
Again. Gronk is back.
You know. Fucking Kraft left a fucking love letter in his fucking in his locker. He was like, please come back for the months of December
through February. Tight end, we still have that. So that Gronk size.
He's only got until November 30th, though.
Yeah.
He has like a couple weeks.
Yeah.
3 weeks to decide. He'll be if he's going to be a wrestler or a tight end for the New England Patriots.
I like both. I like both options.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, you know, if he gets to TB12, one more ring, that's all he needs.
There you go. All right. Other news. We just watched the Cowboys versus Vikings Sunday night football game. I caught all of like half of a quarter because that's how I watch football now.
Yeah.
As the Bears kind of start sinking into
with driving. No, I feel bad. I feel bad, you know, because I'm, you know, we always do this in my living room.
We do.
And you know, Tommy's got to drive a fair amount of time.
It's a long drive.
And so he met this girl called Driving. And he's in love with her now.
There you go.
Yeah.
Tommy met
her. He's just driving away from me.
Aww.
Mostly. Oh, yeah, exactly.
Come on now.
Come on. You're breaking my heart.
Breaking my heart, yeah.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart.
Exactly.
Okay, so the Cowboys
cue the bass line.
And the Vikings, I thought, no, this is just me. I thought that the Cowboys just, you know, Dak just not, I don't know. I know he's having a good year. I know that the Cowboys are okay. It's just like, I don't like watching Dak play quarterback. To me, it's horrifying.
No, you know what you don't like is the Cowboys organization as a whole.
That might be it as well.
You know, but, I mean, they've kept you guys out of the playoffs for how many years now?
I mean, we've made the playoffs last year, and we promptly lost to the Eagles. But
I felt like
Dak, whenever you need a really clutch throw from the guy, he's going to get sacked. I feel like that's his way.
But he's been playing different football this season, and I saw a couple of articles about this where they're talking about how he they're going to have to franchise tag him.
Yeah.
For like 20 million.
Yeah, he probably wants more.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, if you're winning games, I mean, I guess, but, you know, wouldn't you rather have somebody like protecting your blind side?
Yeah, exactly.
For that extra 10, 15, 20 million.
He's getting rocked nonstop. It's kind of
ridiculous. Oh, yeah, especially in that division. I mean, yeah. Right? You got the Eagles, you've got.
Other teams.
Yeah, other teams. No, but you
Redskins,
have it.
Redskins, right?
No, Giants, Redskins, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a fucking, that's a doggy
Redskins,
league.
Redskins is not a team name. I don't know how we're still
well, I mean, you know, that's not exactly a woke position, owning the name of that team. Right. But hey, listen,
yeah.
You know, Barack Obama was shitting all over woke a few weeks ago, so it's fine.
Yeah. So,
you know, we've been off the podcast for a while,
speaking of Washington, the Nationals won the World Series, or the Astros lost the World Series, one or the other, depending on how you feel about it. I feel like the Astros were up by a game. They should have just won it at home at that point. They didn't.
They didn't.
They sure did not. The Nationals look pretty nasty. There's a lot of good pitching. Astros... pitching kind of fell apart. Moving on from that, because
Wait a second.
You know, the Nationals won. There's nothing else to be said. They won baseball. They just won.
I know that, but I mean, you're not going to talk about the like Trump appearance.
Oh, where they booed Trump?
Well, I mean, first of all, several of those, but then fucking Trump like grabbed Kurt Suzuki's tits. At the fucking... Have you seen this? Tommy, you gotta see this.
Oh, he comes up behind Kurt and hugs him while he's
yeah, he grabs his boobies.
He wore a MAGA hat. Wow.
I mean, how could you do that to yourself?
I don't know, man. Anyways, the Nationals won. It's weird.
Come on, man. We're not gonna do a deep dive.
You want to dive into like weird stuff at the White House, that's a whole different podcast.
Well, I mean... You know, it's sports, intersects, politics.
It could be sports related.
Come on.
Okay, I'll allow it. What do you want to say, Jay?
I'm just saying, man. I mean, you know, this guy treats Kurt Suzuki like fucking...
like objects, man.
Like objects, man. Like porn stars he cheats on his wife with. So I'm right, Kurt. Why'd you let him do that to you? You're better than that.
Weren't we talking about the Cowboys-Vikings, and then I just like slipped into the abyss, and like basically I just
I invited you right into that
you
one.
You said Cowboys-Vikings.
You walked into that like a brick
Cowboys,
wall.
I thought Cowboys-Vikings was boring, but I mean, I don't know how you felt about it. I mean... I don't really, those aren't two franchises that when they play each other, I'm excited to see it. I'm like, okay.
No, man, I'm excited to see any NFC winning team. play another NFC winning team.
You know what I mean?
Just, like,
I don't really like the Vikings, and I could care less about the Cowboys. It's just kind of like a meh.
Well, okay. So. Like, I'll put it to you this way.
Yeah.
Who would you be rooting for? Had you had to watch that game, which you didn't because you were driving. But, like, who would you root for?
I was kind of rooting for a comeback type of thing and an overtime type of thing instead of, like, the petering out that it did when the Cowboys just lost 20-24. I just was like, just give me, like, an overtime or something. It was close, I guess. It just, when the Cowboys kicked a field goal and they really should have gone for a touchdown, I'm like, well, this is just dumb. They're going to lose. So... That was kind of my overall opinion of the game. If I had to really root for someone, I'd have to.
Yeah, the fourth quarter was super anticlimactic. Yeah, like, yeah, right, yeah. I'm done.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Cubbies, they fired Joe Maddon. He's now on the Angels. Congrats, Brian. And then David Ross is now the Cubs manager. So David Ross, former catcher for the Cubs, only a couple of years ago, in fact, on the World Series winning team in 2016. So I guess that was like 3 years ago now. And now he's managing the Cubs. He's never managed a team before. So...
Tommy, you're on your own on this one.
I don't know how to feel about that.
Yeah, you're on your own.
I like David Ross as a guy. I like him. I liked him as a commentator. I think he's a smart guy. He might be a smart manager, but I don't like the complete, utter lack of experience in a major league management role. It's like, but Joe Girardi was a good manager, or is a good manager, continues to be a good manager. So as a catcher, you know, it's like catchers do make good managers.
Yeah, true.
Could argue, but... I'm just kind of like, he's a hometown favorite. You know, I don't know really what's happening with the Cubs. They just missed the playoffs this year, and looks kind of like they're going to do that again. They're making no real changes. They're like, we've got our core intact from the World Series. I'm like, yeah, and that didn't get us anywhere the last couple of years. So that's the major issue for the Cubbies.
Yeah, well, it was fun watching you guys win a couple of years
ago.
And I had a good time with that. I was like, hell yeah, bro.
Yeah.
You know, me and you get to watch the Cubs win the World Series
together. Yeah, nothing like that.
Cheers to that.
Yeah, by the way, this podcast for Tommy is sponsored by Ginger Ale, the Sober Streak drink. So I'm on a little sober kick over here. It's been a few weeks.
And yet he doesn't make any better decisions. That's half the problem. He drinks ginger ale and he's like, oh, you know, I still make bad decisions. I'm like,
you know. I think cooling off on the drinking is helpful.
Yes, it's totally healthy. I would encourage that for anybody.
That's fine too.
Yeah.
It's always just be safe. You know, et cetera.
I mean, if you want to drink and podcast, that's fine.
Yeah.
Just don't drink and drive. That's really what we're saying. You know.
So speaking of drinking.
Be safe.
Drinking and
whatnot. Don't babysit and drink, you know.
So speaking of drinking, the Patriots lost a game.
Yeah.
I mean, what are we doing here? What's happening? How could you lose to the Ravens?
Oh, well, how you lose is Lamar Jackson is... He is the mobile quarterback incarnate. That's what he is.
Right.
You know, look, as much as I shit on them.
What you do?
I do. Mm-hmm. A decent amount.
Yep.
And I don't think that. Yeah. I mean, this fucking kid. I mean, basically, this is power football, people.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Patriots had it coming. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? They haven't seen that, like, power formation, eye formation, running back.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where it's either the quarterback or the running back just lining up and running the ball right down their faces.
Right.
And then they weren't ready for it. And it was obvious. Mm-hmm. They were ready for passing quarterbacks. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But look, if they're going to line up and go at the line every time, and they get a mobile quarterback, and they're just going to shove it down the Patriots' throat, they're going to win. If they got an effective running game.
Is that the Patriots' defense, despite being one of the best defenses in the league, still has a few weaknesses.
Yes, with the running game. Yeah. And they don't have anything that, because they're cover zero.
Now,
right?
I have written here, Patriots lose one game, fans lose their minds, mass suicides.
Oh, God. I mean, now, is that, you know, people in my fucking city are just ridiculous.
When the Patriots lose?
Yeah, because, like, somebody put 40 points up. All right, so what?
Yeah.
Whatever, dude. You know, this team's going to come back, and it's the bye week.
Right.
And they got the toughest part of their schedule. Yeah. And I'll be honest with you. They run the table. They're playing some of the best teams in the NFC East.
Except for the
Dolphins. Coming off.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, they've got less of an easy schedule than we initially thought at the start of the year. They've got the Eagles. They got the boys. They got the Texans, the Chiefs.
Yep.
It could be tough, maybe not.
Yeah, they got a tough run. The next four
Bengals
games.
Are easy.
And
Bills are... Yeah. Bills could be tough. Dolphins are not tough. That's the last game of the season.
You know what, dude? Everybody keeps...
lose to the Dolphins.
No. Let me tell you something. In Miami, they lose. But my point to you is like Brian Flores is actually a really good coach. Mm-hmm. I would argue that all day long. Yeah. That guy inspires loyalty. Mm-hmm. He's a leader. Yep. He is going to take that team to great heights. Because guess what, man? I mean, look at the way your people vote or bet in your fantasy leagues.
Well, I mean...
Right? Everybody's been, like, betting against the fucking Dolphins, right? Mm-hmm. And for some reason...
They pulled off a win this week.
They keep coming up competitive.
It's very strange.
Every fucking week.
Yeah.
And...
They beat the Colts this week.
Yeah. The team I would bet against is the fucking Bengals the rest of the season.
Yes.
And the Browns, but they won today. Did they win today?
That's a really good question. Did the Browns win? Let's find out.
Either way.
They did, in fact, beat the Buffalo Bills of all the things.
I think Brian Flores is a great coach. I think he's going to do great things in Miami, straight up. But anyways.
Well, anyways, the Patriots lost the game, so whatever. So they're probably...
Yeah, Patriots fans, you know.
They'll be fine.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, it's...
You know, who's...
Nobody beats Belichick twice. Nobody beats Belichick twice. The Chiefs fucking lost today, on top of that, to the Titans.
And the Browns did you a big favor by beating the Bills. So now you're a full, like... 2.5 games over these. Or it looks like.
Oh, guess what, dude? You got home field throughout. If the season ended tomorrow, you would have home field. So, I mean, what do we have to worry about?
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, everything's fine. Okay.
In New England, everything's fine. Now it's not.
So, we're going to talk
about. The offense sucks.
We're going to talk about how weird it is to watch Mitch Trubisky as a quarterback. I don't know if this guy's good, I don't know if he's bad. I overall feel like he's kind of just having a real rough season, but then we...
Mitch the Bisky.
But let's be honest, Matt Stafford didn't Mitch the Bisky.
No. Biscuits, all right.
Mitchie Biscuits.
Over the last 3 games, right? He's got 0 interceptions. He's got 3 touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, how many touchdowns came today? It was all 3 of them.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Bears did not win that game. Is that what you're telling me?
They did, in fact, win. They won.
Yeah, I thought so.
13. But Matt Stafford was out. I mean, surely the Lions would have beaten us if Stafford was in. But I will say, thank goodness.
Hey, it's a win. W's a W, kid.
Yeah. The passer rating he did was his best all season.
I did my coach impression. He's sniff my nose. Yo, W's W, kid.
Yeah, there you go. You ready?
You guys ready to play or what? Who's got the cocaine? Is that you, Johnson? All right, playoffs. I'll meet you after this. Yeah, exactly. You guys ain't making the playoffs.
So we're talking.
You need to bring me more of this high quality blow there.
Yeah. So Mitch, you know, the Bears got a win.
Mitch the Bisky.
I don't like Mitch the... Yeah, I don't want to say that one. I don't even...
I know you don't. About it. Don Storm would walk in here and smack me. Yeah.
So
for saying that.
Mitch finished 16-23 for 173 yards.
The Storm's coming through.
No interceptions. Passer rating of 131.0. Just so you all know, before this season...
Yeah, and they still won't let him talk at the podium. Yeah, FYI.
The season passing... Well, they let him talk a little bit. But
no, they don't. They're like, no, take the mic away from him. He doesn't get it. I'm like, this is bullshit, right? Like, the guy's a grown-ass man. He's leading your fucking football team. He's got 0 interceptions in the last 3 games. He's got 6 touchdowns, right?
3 touchdowns.
Anyways, 3 touchdowns.
Whatever the stats are, he's not spectacular this season.
No, but he's doing all right.
He's back to doing okay.
But that's Matt Nagy's fault. I mean, blame Matt Nagy for that whole situation.
It's night and day last season or this season. I don't really know what's going to happen this year.
Well, Matt Nagy shouldn't be coach. If, dude, that kid's got an arm for days. He's got a cannon.
Right.
A fucking cannon kid.
He's got a cannon guy.
So why is he not making more completions downfield? Why
he's looked rough. His arm hasn't looked all that in the last few games.
But whose fault is that, dude?
I don't know, man. I don't want to blame it on the coach. I think Mitch has been a little off.
If they're not drawing up plays for the poor guy, you know what I mean? He needs to feel comfortable in their system.
He needs to hit his runners in stride. That's what he really needs to do.
No, but I think he's not comfortable with those over-under routes. I think he's more comfortable with the deep ball.
Well,
and they're not doing enough with that. And I think Matt Nagy is just all defensive minded and doesn't give a shit about the offense. And he does need to be developed. Yeah. You know what I mean? He's like a Jared Goff, right? Yeah, without Sean McVay, Jared Goff isn't who he is, right? Yeah.
All right, so let's just all agree that the Bears won, thank goodness, and Tommy can stop complaining.
Well, you know, you got enough to complain about.
So the Vikings are somehow in first at the NFC North after the win tonight, and that's after the Packers mysteriously forgot how to play against the Chargers. That was one of the weirder results I've seen, was the Chargers beating the Packers. I'm sorry to everybody's fantasy, if you're playing the Pick'em Leagues.
Yeah.
It's rough.
Suicide League.
You're like...
Screwed, kid.
You're like, the Chargers beat the Packers? I thought the Packers were invincible.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I thought that was going to be the sleeper game. But here's the thing. The Packers have not been playing great football.
No, they barely beat the Panthers.
Yeah, today. I know. And they, dude, and look at Panthers Randall Cobb. Look at Randall Cobb on the fucking Cowboys. You don't think Aaron Rodgers is like kicking somebody in the nuts right now? Yeah, like you fucking traded him, right? I mean, he's fucking blowing a fucking gasket. He's like super pissed. He's like, you saw Randall Cobb had 300 yards tonight. No, he didn't have that many. He had 104 yards tonight.
Yeah, but it was enough that it,
yeah, he was super fucking bullshit.
Yeah.
And instead, he's handing off the ball to Aaron Donald.
Mm-hmm.
Every flipping game.
Or
you don't
just
think that
for his life.
Yes, exactly.
I've seen it.
You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers has barely made it out of the last three wins.
Yeah.
That they've had.
So this is maybe
an he's three out of four in the last four games, and
they barely made
it out of those.
They are 8-2, so they are looking pretty solid. They're looking like a real good pick. The Vikings are creeping up on them. The Bears are not creeping up, but they're trying to. But really, it's going to be between Vikings. Packers.
Yeah, well, I think Matt Nagy again is not your solution in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
I do think that Zimmer. Played a great game tonight. You know, 28-24, kid. I mean,
this is the weird result of the day. Speaking of which, the Falcons beat the Saints.
Wasn't that crazy, right?
What is going on?
FanDuel fans everywhere, including me.
What?
I was like, wait a second. Drew Brees and Alvin Kamara only got 11 points on FanDuel each.
Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding me?
I mean, do you just put Bridgewater back in? I don't know. I guess not.
You might.
Breeze is your guy, but I mean,
come on. I mean, right? Yeah. How do you get beat by the Falcons?
That's weird. That's a weird result.
Dude, it's really bad. I mean, that's embarrassing.
Their second game they won all year. So, and they pretty.
And it's a divisional game.
Doesn't make sense. We were saying this earlier. This is the welcome to the No Sense League NFL.
Welcome to the No Sense.
Right? Okay, so the best team in football is the 49ers. They are currently
8-0.
Yeah. It's kind of strange, as you know, as an NFL fan, you're like,
it's gonna happen though. They're gonna have an embarrassing loss.
They're gonna have a loss pretty soon. They've got a ton of points for. They've only allowed 102 points against.
Their defense is nasty. Really good defense. Their defense is nasty, kid.
Also, the Patriots have only allowed 98 points. So even with their loss, it's like, well, they're still the best defense in the league, and the Niners are the second best. So we could see. you know, we could see how that shakes down towards the end of the year.
What's the rest of their schedule look like?
Well, the Niners, glad you asked, my friend.
Yeah, let's see.
They play the Cardinals, which should be an easy win.
Yep.
They play the Pack, which is going to be a little tough.
Yes.
They play the Ravens, which is going to be a little tough.
Are they at home against the Pack?
They are actually at home against the Pack, so that actually will help them.
Okay, and then the Ravens is an away game?
Yeah. So
shit.
So I'm thinking the Ravens have got their number there. They play
Jesus Christ, the Ravens got all the good games at home this year.
Yeah, they play the
Falcons. The Patriots at home.
Yeah, yeah.
They play the fucking Niners at home. Mm-hmm. Oh, it must be nice.
Yeah, actually.
Baltimore.
I'm looking at the Niners schedule for the rest of the year. And
it's all bullshit.
I'm not seeing them making a 16-0 run. This is they have a tough final few weeks. They got to play the Rams, the Seahawks, the Saints, the Ravens.
Are they at home against the Seahawks? Or are they going to the
They're going to the Seahawks.
Oh, shit. Okay. They either lose. I guarantee you they lose to the Ravens and the Seahawks. Mm-hmm. I think those are going to be their two losses right there.
Right, right. I mean,
because like to play in Seattle is tough.
Yeah, that's really tough for them. And then the only other thing I really wanted to hit on was how weird it is that the Raiders are kind of good, and it just keeps tripping me up. I'm like, what, why, how, I don't understand, you know, it's fine.
The AFC West is super weak, kid. And not only that, and Mahomes is out, dude.
Yeah, Mahomes is out, so that makes a huge difference.
Yes,
yeah,
wait a second, they played today, he's back in, and they lost.
Oh, yeah, you're
to
right.
To Tennessee? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
How fucking wild is that,
man? I tell you, man, it's so weird to see them always lose by like 3 points. I don't know what it is about Andy Reid.
He just finds a way.
To lose by
just like finds three. A way exactly to fuck points. It all up.
How? How is it always three?
Oh, it was so great.
Very bizarre.
When he was the coach of the Eagles, yeah, right?
Right, 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 right.
And the Patriots beat the shit out of them. It was only by 3 points, ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
You know.
All right, another question for you, Jay. Let's switch over to how many starting quarterbacks, you know, have we really got left in the league with Matt Stafford now out with some broken backbones? Mm. It's like every single team has some kind of backup quarterback.
That's kind of the sexy question throughout the league.
It's like,
right?
It's like, you know, a lot of these backups, like a Teddy Bridgewater come in and just kick ass. But like, you know, you're looking at like the New York Jets when they didn't have Sam Darnold. You're like, oh no.
Right.
It's like, what do we do? You know, a lot of backup quarterbacks are getting phone calls, except for none for Jay Cutler. No phone calls.
Nobody wants him because he doesn't wash his hands. He's an asshole.
It's crucial if you're going to
like Max Kellerman, that motherfucker. Don't let me go off on that guy. Right. Oh my God, I hate that guy.
Right.
Anyways, but yes, there is a lack of people who play the position. It's like long snapper,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
Or you know, the guy who's doing field goals for you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, just the holder.
Yeah.
Yep.
The holder or the. Or the kicker, right? Yeah, like, right. I mean, look at the Patriots suffering right now without a solid kicker behind the line.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's
been a strange year for injuries.
It has. And I think the game, what sucks about the game more than anything else is that the injuries.
Right.
Like, I mean, I think me and you would go, holy shit, we're like only halfway through the season. And like most of these NFL players are going, yeah, it feels like halfway through the season.
Yeah,
you know, I got and an ankle injury.
Yeah.
My neck's all fucked up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like right. That kind of thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yeah, it feels like halfway through a season of football. But me and you, we're like, dude, I can do with 2 to 3 more weeks of this.
Yeah, yeah. It's been a little strange. So aside from that.
But yes, lack of quarterback, it exists.
Yeah, yeah.
It exists for every team right now. I mean, like, you know, Tom Brady goes down in New England. I mean, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know, man.
You got nobody.
Yeah. You guys are...
There was an article somebody...
You guys are protecting that guy for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, there was an article somebody wrote, like, if Tom Brady doesn't return next season to the Patriots...
Which is likely.
Yes. They're talking about Cam Newton. In New England. And I just can't see that.
He's not been healthy for a while.
I know, right?
Yeah. So, And, you know, I think the NFL, like my kind of point overall is it seems like more injuries this year. I know there's a lot of injuries every year, but it seems like a lot more, maybe significant injuries this year.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I don't know.
It feels about the same to me.
About the same, huh?
Yeah, it does.
I feel like a lot of starting quarterbacks went out, though. Like
yeah, that, well, early on, thing. Yes, exactly. That was like a trend of this season.
You know,
yeah.
Like Roethlisberger and
Mahomes.
Yeah, and nobody wants Andy Dalton to play, so that's not exactly Birdman. Yeah.
Birdman and Tiger Town.
Yeah.
Whatever that means,
I don't know.
Yeah. Who wants cornflakes? I do.
He does. All right, so one of the weirder things I've noticed about this NBA season, which is kind of a little tangent here, but I noticed that the Clippers, who are supposed to be number one in the league, everyone's like, oh my God, look at that, they got Kawhi Leonard, like they're just gonna own and everything. You know who's in fact in first place is the Lakers.
Yeah, I'm so, not surprised, dude.
I mean, I was a little surprised.
I'm Dwight like, Howard has been playing out of his mind.
Yeah,
bro.
He's got the dreads now too. It's yeah. not a bad look.
No, I look, the blonde dreads.
I'm usually something. People accuse me of being a Laker hater.
He's
I'm not
gorgeous.
Really a Laker hater. I'm not a Laker hater.
No. But yeah. I want to see the Clippers win. I do.
Yeah.
Because they are the original LA team.
Well,
to be fair.
I mean, the LA has a really weird basketball history because the Lakers are from Minnesota. There are arguably no lakes in Los Angeles.
Yeah, exactly.
Or like there's like three,
I mean,
three lakes.
Nobody remembers that, but yes. I mean, they're like, why are they called the Los Angeles Lakers?
Yeah, LA's
well,
kind
they
of a, kind of a desert. Yeah. There's a lot of palm trees.
Yeah, there's not a lot of lakes. I'll tell you that much.
There's like Silver Lake.
There's a lack of water. There's a lack of water.
I could think of like two lakes. There you go.
Oh yeah.
but you know,
there it is,
the Lakers. The
Tommy spends a lot of time in Echo Park, by the way.
You know,
or not at all,
but you know, this is the real story.
Mostly in Reseda.
Are you shocked that the Warriors are 2-8 right now?
No, I'm not.
I mean, to me that's
who didn't see
win.
The why
they went to the finals a couple years
ago. Yeah, but guess what, dude?
They
had
it last year and they lost it.
Yes, and it was a team implosion, bro.
Yeah, I mean, wow. 2-8, huh?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm not surprised.
Good Lord.
Curry's out, you know?
Yeah. And
true story.
They just don't have any depth, huh? Everybody left. Or at least KD did, but he's not going to play anyways.
And again, I think I said this before. I don't think the people on that team, they're not leaders.
Right.
Like they're not inspiring confidence.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty bizarre.
We'll see.
Bottom.
We'll see.
Yeah. It's way too early to call.
Way too early to call.
Meanwhile, you've got the Celtics looking nice in first place over there in the East. And then you got the Raptors still hanging out. The Raptors are still looking pretty nasty, so it could be making a run again. And the Bucks, of course. And the new look Heat with Jimmy Butler. That's kind of fun to watch. Sixers hanging out. They miss Jimmy Butler. You could bet they'd be in first right now if they kept him.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, Embiid is like fucking pissed right now.
Yeah, he's like Jimmy.
Are you kidding me?
Jimmy Buckets? Where'd that guy go?
Yeah, I know. Ninja Turtle fucking Jimmy.
Yeah, they changed the rules so you can't wear ninja headbands because of Jimmy Butler.
I mean, you know. He wanted to be Donatello. I don't blame him.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
You know, he's like, a smart
he's
turtle.
Respecting the ancient arts of Kung Fu.
Ninja Turtles.
Boom. Teenage Mutant Ninja Butlers. All right, let's go ahead and ignore that ever happened. Justin, do you as a newly married man, which you are, you got anything to say for everyone listening out there? You got any advice? How do people?
Yes, I do.
How do people achieve the kind of success you've achieved?
I mean, honestly,
this
dude,
is why people listen to the sports podcast.
Yeah, I know.
It's absolutely.
I'm about to say something awful, right? They're like, oh, here he goes.
You're like, the answer is money. I'm like, what the fuck?
No. I mean, finances are a lot of things, but it's a little shit. I mean, like, look, man. Everybody likes to feel appreciated. So, you know, every once in a while, buy your girl flowers. Don't let her, you know, not just for her birthday, right? Or, you know, cook her breakfast in bed.
Right.
You know, do things that spice up the relationship and make it cool. Hey, honey, guess what? You know, we're going to Channel Islands, you know, next weekend.
Is that true?
Well, we're trying to do that, actually.
Nice. Yeah, Channel Islands is very beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to go camping
this
out
is
there.
The part of the podcast everyone hit fast forward on.
I know, they were like, all right, enough.
What the fuck is this shit?
I know. Jay Money totally got, you know, sensitive.
He's like, look, I got a sensitive side too. I know.
I do. You know,
I know.
I mean, you got to do it the right way. You got to do it the right way.
The main personality.
And granted, if my lady was listening to this right now, she'd be like, wait, you got his tickets to Channel Islands? And I'm like, whoa, I was planning on it. Slow down.
Thinking of planning on doing it. So there you go.
But yeah, that's my advice. You know, surprise people.
Okay.
Do cool things for your partner, and it'll come back to you.
There you go, man. So let's hit that lightning round. This is from your sister, and I think we could just adapt this. So she said, do you think it's premature to talk about changing head coaches or QBs in week 3? And I think we could just adapt that easily to be, what about our current week in the NFL? Do you think it's premature to, like, fire some people?
Yeah. The Browns coach.
Oh, okay.
Kitchens, that fucking meathead moron, right? Like, see you later, moron. Yes, Ashley, absolutely. I would be getting rid of Kitchens immediately. And if I was that head coach of the Browns right now, I do think those guys have potential. I do think they could be a winning team. I think Kitchens isn't the guy. Because you need somebody to wrap up... What's his flipping names? The quarterback.
Baker Mayfield.
Baker
Bayfield.
Yeah, exactly. Whatever.
Yeah, Field.
Bake me a cake, Mayfield.
Baker cake.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. Plant a flag in the ground like an a-hole. Anyways, but I'm just saying, like, if they found somebody to get Baker Mayfield's ego under control with the team they have, yeah, they could win. They could win in that division.
So the answer is yes. Let's start changing. And, you know, as far as week 3 goes, maybe that's a little
for too the early. Browns. For the Browns.
Yeah. I think week 10, you could certainly make decisions. For week 3, would you say that's premature, Jay? I mean, you kind of have to wait until at least week 5 or 6.
Yeah. Well, football doesn't really start until November.
Yeah. That's true, right?
You know what I mean? Like, how you start playing in November is what your team is.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right there, right now. This is like the best football is being played right now.
90 seconds. There it is. Not a bad answer. Not a bad question. Thank you, Ash. So this
you rock,
one,
Ash. We love you.
This one's a question from Ashley. Oh, wait. Okay, so it's still Ash. All right. Do you think if you...
My sister's got two questions.
She's got two questions.
On the docket here. All right. Line them up, sis.
Do you think if you make those changes, you would still have a shot at the playoffs? Let's go ahead and let's say this current week again, because we did that for the last one. So week 10, if you fire your head coach now, do you still have a shot at making the playoffs? If you're like
no.
4 or 5.
No,
or 5,
no.
You don't think a coach change does anything?
No, I don't. I think
you would have had to make that week 3, like she was asking.
Yes, exactly.
Real early. So it's like don't fire your coach, but if you are going to fire him early. So
yes. Get in there week 3 and then, well, like, dude, look at Brian Flores in Miami, right? Like, that team is actually starting to win games.
Right.
Because people are starting to, like, they have to buy into his system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And he was a coach, I forget, for what part of the Patriots defense in 2007.
Mm-hmm.
And when they lost that Super Bowl, guys are getting on the van, blaming everybody else, and he was like, hey, we lost as a team.
Yeah.
That's a fucking leader, man. That's a fucking coach.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't care what anybody says, he is going to make Miami a competitor.
Right. I think that if you fire your coach early enough, and let's say you wait till week 4. I think week 3 is still too early. I think you give somebody a shot at least for 4 games, and then you say, really? And then the season's a quarter of the way over, but you still got...
Well, again, it depends what position they're in, right? Yeah. I mean, if you just hired the guy the season before,
yeah,
you can't exactly fire him after 3 games.
Right.
But if you're somebody like Kitchens, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, oh, dude, you've been on the fucking team.
Yeah.
You know, for... 3-4 years at this point.
Yeah.
You know, Anyways, yes, right. I would fire Todd Kitchens week three, whatever his fucking first name is. But yeah.
All right. I came up with a lightning round question from myself for Justin. It is, will the Patriots win out the season?
No. I guarantee you they win.
They play Eagles, Cowboys,
yes.
Texans, Chiefs, Bengals, Bills, Dolphins.
So I guarantee you they lose one to two of those in the next few games.
They've got probably the Eagles number. I think they've got the Texans number. I think they might struggle with the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Yes.
And
or the Texans. Eagles. No, I think they might
lose.
They might lose the Texans. Yeah. So the two losses I see is, yes, the Texans. Mm-hmm. And then I see them losing against one of those NFC East teams, but I don't know which one yet.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know.
Not the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Not the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then who else do they have?
Well, that might be the Bengals. No, Bengals or AFC. I think that's it for your
team. Yeah, they might lose one of those two games.
Yeah.
Either probably to the Eagles. I can see them losing to the Eagles. But then again, it's a bounce back week.
Right.
For them. They're coming off a bye week.
Gotcha.
And I don't see them losing to the Ravens twice.
No.
You know what I mean? Especially in the playoffs.
Right. Okay. So that's 8 seconds on the clock. We think probably not going to win out the season. I had jokingly asked, will the Bears win out the season? And, you know, just for, you know, just
for shits and gigs.
Just for shits and gigs. I was like, what if the Bears run
God.
The table? Because then.
No, they won't.
Then,
come on, you and me both know that's not gonna happen.
They would win seven more games, and they would end nicely at 11.
What a frock of shit. Can you believe the shit he's peddling over here?
All right, so starting 90 seconds. Now, here is our schedule.
Audience. I know you're better than that.
We've got the Lions, we've got the Cowboys, we've got the Packers, we've got the Chiefs, and we got the Vikings. There is a solid chance we'll
lose. They're going to lose 50% of those games.
There's a solid chance we'll lose to the Rams. Solid chance we'll lose to the Lions. I think we got the Giants number.
No, not without Stafford. You're not going to lose to the Lions without Stafford.
Okay, so we might beat them there. We definitely will not beat the Packers at home. We'll probably lose the Cowboys. We'll probably lose the Chiefs. And we'll probably lose the Vikings. We are looking at a nice solid.
No, I can see you guys beating the Chiefs.
Okay, so we're looking at a 7-9 season. Oh, God. That's my least favorite record in the NFL.
7-9. Oh, my God.
Just below 500. So frustrating.
Dope Burrs.
Anything could happen.
Fucking Matt Nagy. Jesus
Maybe
Christ.
We'll all turn around.
You got, some of the best defensive talent. In the NFL. And you squandered it.
Yeah, it's annoying.
Like an a-hole.
All right, well, we don't know yet. They could run out the table, but that's...
Oh, what a frock of shit. No, they're not going anywhere.
Right, then here's the real question. Who will win the NFC North? And I think it's really between the Vikings and the Packers.
Vikings.
You think the Vikings?
Hands down. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, because I don't think the Packers are the explosive offense they once were, right?
Right.
I mean, look at Randall Cobb on the Cowboys again.
Yeah. And
crushing it.
The Vikings seem to have a real strong defense.
They do.
Holding the Cowboys to only 24 points tonight. That's pretty big.
Yeah, it's huge.
Putting Dak under pressure constantly, although he does it to himself, I could argue. But anyways.
He holds on to the ball too long. I really agree with that.
Yeah. He does not just throw it off to the sidelines, or he doesn't know how to do that. Either way, it worries me.
Does it really? Or you're like, no, I just love him holding on to the ball
now,
so much.
Here's the question.
Khalil Mack, motherfucker. What?
I think we have our answer for that one. We think it's the Vikings. I don't think it's the Packers either.
No, I don't. Not this year.
Yeah.
No.
Their defense is tough. Their offense isn't.
No.
All right, so this is my question for you,
Jay. And Aaron Rodgers wears weird outfits.
Yeah, it's
Canadian tuxedos. We've all seen the photos. Don't lie to yourself.
So here's, I'm just like, well, how do I pull out that one?
I don't know, dude. He's a gay cowboy. Hey, that's what I'm trying to say over there.
We don't know. And hey, there's nothing.
No, I mean, hey, you know, there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah,
but he's got a mustache and a Canadian tuxedo. I'm like, yo, man, you kind of Anyways.
All right, moving on.
Ask the question.
So the question is, who's the Patriots' biggest competition in the AFC for the playoffs this year?
Obviously the Baltimore Ravens. 100%. Come on.
All right.
They're one loss, and Jesus Christ, dude, Lamar Jackson's like superhuman.
Yeah, at home they're fierce. Away, they're also fierce.
But, again, he is like one bad play away from getting massively injured. Mm-hmm. Let's be honest, right?
Yeah.
Like, say what you want about Tom Brady. Lamar Jackson's style of play is not sustainable.
There you go.
It's not. Anyways.
So you think the Ravens are the real competition?
Yes, 100%.
And the other option could be the Texans or it could be the Chiefs.
No.
Or the Bills even.
The Bills, I see that maybe.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay.
I'd agree with you on the Texans for sure.
Right, yeah. Yeah, now that they're looking strong on offense, which is weird.
Yeah, but J.J. Watt not being in the lineup, I mean, it's like, again... Yeah. That guy's injured again.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a fucking liability.
Yeah, man.
I mean, granted, he's fucking gigantic. And you move a fucking truck tire down the fucking field.
He might be Thor. He, like, actually might be Thor.
He might be.
Just gets injured a lot.
I'm just saying, yes, every season he's, like, he's injured 25% of the goddamn season.
Exactly. All right, that's it on our counter. Jay, you got any other words for our smack listeners at home?
Hey, listen, we love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We apologize that there has been a huge gap in recordings and content for you, because we know that you look forward to the weekly thing.
Yeah, we love you. We want to make more content. Life happens. I won't deny that.
Yeah,
but
as Tommy says, fuck you, pay me.
Again,
I'm kidding.
Ginger ale.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck you, pay me. Sponsored by.
Oh yeah, appreciate
Poland Springs.
Listen, thanks for
ginger ale.
Listen to the podcast. And hey, man, let's talk some smack.
We will.
Yeah,
we will.
All right.
By the way, next podcast, Tommy's in love. Episode 7B.
All right, later, guys.